Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Dear AFA, a democratic, member-driven union of flight attendants for flight attendants. Today is Tuesday, April 22nd, and this is Denver Council 9 volunteer Alan Ward reporting. We remind all flight attendants that bidding for the June 1st, 2011 9-month voluntary furlough will close on Monday, March 25th, 2011 at 0800 hours Chicago time. Working with United, we came up with a voluntary furlough option that does not require a recall rebid and will avoid any subsequent involuntary furloughs. Flight attendants who choose to volunteer for voluntary furlough awarded in system seniority order will continue to accrue seniority and receive many contractual benefits. These benefits include seniority accrual, retention of medical and dental benefits, as well as travel benefits, as outlined in Section 21A of our AFA contract. All flight attendants can bid for the voluntary furlough except those currently scheduled to return on March 2, 2012. Please see the article entitled Furlough Update in the Headline News section on the front page of UnitedAFA.org for more details on this voluntary furlough option. AFA is proud to announce that a new website for Flight Attendant Substance Abuse Prevention Program is now available. The Flight Attendant Drug and Alcohol Program, FADAP, website provides information on substance use, abuse, and dependence for all Federal Aviation Administration certified flight attendants, regardless of what status you currently hold, active, furloughed, or even if you are on a leave status. AFA was at the helm of creating the Federal Aviation Administration-funded FADAP, and we conceptualized the program, proposed it to Congress, and lobbied to win funding for the FAA to launch it. Then, through a competitive bidding process, AFA was awarded the contract to run the program for all flight attendants employed at U.S. carriers. FADAP is another example of AFA's leadership in advancing our profession for all flight attendants. Please visit our website to learn more about this new Flight Attendant Drug and Alcohol Program website. This week, many flight attendants at both United and Continental attended and participated in the Your AFA meetings that were held in Washington, D.C., Chicago, and Houston. These meetings highlight the importance of getting the information you will need to make an informed decision on who will represent you following the upcoming election. AFA stands ready to be your representative after the election concludes, as only a union of flight attendants representing flight attendants can. Flight attendant representatives and our AFA professional staff are traveling throughout the system to listen to you, to answer your questions, and to share more with you about the benefits of AFA membership. Don't miss out on this amazing opportunity to attend an AFA meeting unlike any AFA meeting you've ever attended that highlights the depth and breadth of our union's everyday advocacy for flight attendants. Plan now to attend a meeting and encourage your flight attendant friends to do the same. Next week's meeting moved to the following locations and times. That's 0930 to 1200 and 1300 hours to 1530. That'll be Tuesday, April 26th in Newark, Wednesday, April 27th in Denver, Thursday, April 28th in San Francisco, and Friday, April 29th in Los Angeles. In addition to these meetings, we will hold a live webcast where flight attendants from around the system will have the opportunity to learn more about AFA, ask questions live, and participate in an online union meeting. The webcast is scheduled for May 4th from 1500 to 1700 hours Eastern Time. Through your AFA meetings, you have an opportunity to learn from the source about the benefits of AFA membership. Information about the representation election will also be presented to enable you to make the right choice in the election for flight attendants, AFA. As a flight attendant union focused solely on the issues of flight attendants, AFA is a strong voice for our profession. All flight attendants must complete the mandatory e-learning module entitled Revision Number 6 Summary and Assessment no later than April 28, 2011 at 2359 in order to retain flying qualifications. Until such time as this training is completed, flight attendants will be restricted from trading any IDs or reserve days off days after that FAA-mandated deadline. Any flight attendant who has not completed this training will be programmatically blocked from trading or picking up any IDs or trading reserve days in May until this training has been completed. More details are available on our website. AFA volunteers and representatives joined our sisters and brothers at both American Airlines and U.S. Airways on the picket lines as each group protested the lack of progress on their respective negotiations. Flight attendants in uniform joined members of AFA and APFA in support of achieving progress on industry negotiations. When any one of us does better, it sets the bar higher for all of us. Remember, enrollment for the Aflac Voluntary Group Benefits remains open through May 6th for those who did not enroll in the initial time period, and listen to the latest industry editorial by Jerry Butts recorded yesterday. That's all for this evening. Thank you for calling, and remain informed as we stand strong together to do whatever it takes to achieve an industry-leading contract.